clean goes from Damiani. Puts the grabber kick in and getting it behind him is Vanavai. And he's beaten him to the ball and scored the winning try.
Great grabber. Great play, Foon.
Too easy, mate. Thanks, guys.
It's a wobbly old one for Manu Vanavai. He takes it in the breadbasket. Gets some speed up as Manu Vanavai. Beats one, beats two. He's into the space, Manu Vanavai. He's over the 40. He's over the 50. He's got 30 metres to go. Here comes the chasers. He's got 20 metres to go. They won't stop the big unit, and he'll score. Up goes Manu Vanavai, takes it, and has he got it down? Has he held on the tackle? Try to Manu Vanavai, I think. Nielsen looking to run somebody in, turns it back to Manu Vanavai, heading for the line. I think the big fella's got it down. The referee's going to look at the spot, and I think he's going to point to the terra firma. No, he's not sure. Let's have a little look here. Let's have a little look. Try to the Warriors, try to Manu Vanavai, his 14th of the season.
Here's Tua Bartoszek, quickly gets it away to Vanavai. Vanavai for the corner, Vanavai should score, Vanavai does score. Coming for the ball is Dugan, and Gourcet coming for the ball. Oh, getting the pass, and getting a lovely pass away. Hickey got it and gave it on to Vanavai, and Vanavai scores a lovely, lovely try for New Zealand.
Yeah, the remarkable Manu Vanavai, who played his first game for the Warriors back in 2004 against the South Sydney Rabbitohs in a 26-12 win. Well, his time at the Warriors came to an end last night. Unfortunately, not the result Warriors fans were hoping for. Unfortunately, not the result that Manu was hoping for. The Penrith Panthers winning 34-22. Manu Vanavai has kindly put some time aside this afternoon to talk to us here on the program. More an opportunity too for you, the fans, to jump on the phone, congratulate him, just basically have a chat, wish him all the best on his future endeavours. Manu, good afternoon, welcome.
Hey, Roz. How's it going?
Very well. Look, I've got two young kids. I've got a three-year-old and a five-year-old, and everybody says to me, really enjoy this time because it'll go so quickly. When you look back to playing your debut for the Warriors in 2004, suddenly to playing that game last night, has it been a bit of a blur? Has it gone quickly?
Yeah, it has been. I still pinch myself to see where if this is a dream that I'm leaving in or not. But you know, it's time has flown past fast, and you know, sometimes I just sit back and just think about the moments that I used to have here with the club and with all the boys I used to play alongside. So, yeah.
226 games, but 152 tries. Is there one try that stands out amongst the rest or a couple of tries that stand out for you?
Yeah, I've been asked about that a lot, but I think the best moment was when we made the grand final and, you know, I was lucky enough to score a try on that day. So, you know, it was a special occasion, like a special moment for myself. And even though we came off short, but, you know, it was the best feeling ever.
Now, Manu, we put the number out there. People want to phone in. They want to talk to you. They want to congratulate you. Wish you all the best. One person who's phoned is one of your former coaches, former Kiwi, Tony Kemp. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Watto, how you going, mate?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Manu, how are you, mate? I just jumped in my car, mate, and listened to Watto on the radio, and I called the game last night. I never got a chance to come down to the football field, but, mate, just to be remiss of me not to congratulate you on your career, I just, mate, on behalf of everyone that's coached you, you know, I'm talking about Ando and Ivan and Bowie and all those guys, and also all the players that played with you, you know, through the Warriors jersey and through the Kiwis jersey, mate. It's just a from my perspective, seeing you develop as a 14-year-old into a first grader, into arguably the best winger that this country's seen. I just wanted to say, mate, it's been a privilege, to be honest, you know, 13 years and to achieve what you've achieved and look at you develop into a fine young man with a beautiful young family. You know, just take it away with you, mate, and enjoy yourself in Salford and go over and enjoy those last couple of years that you got, mate, because they'll pass really quickly. And what a fantastic ambassador you have been for all the Pacific, especially both, you know, the Māori, the Polynesians, and everyone that's seen you develop, mate. Just from the bottom of my heart, mate, thanks for being a part of my career, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, lovely call, Tony. Lovely call, Tony. Thank you. Hi, James.
Hey, big Manu, mate. I'm a Warriors original fan since 1995 as a little 10-year-old back then. Been there through it all. I saw you debut. I saw your rise in potential. I saw the adversity you overcame back in 2007. And I've been there through it all. On June the 13th, 2015, versus the Roosters, you set that NRL record for 10 or more tries over 10 seasons. I made my way to the sheds that night, bro, and you signed my arm, and I had it tattooed the next day. You'll remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, bro, yeah.
I wear that on my arm with pride, bro, and you're a legend to me, the fans, and this country. We appreciate the heart you brought to this club and always giving your all. One of my favourite memories was you and Jerome hooking up in that finals game against Melbourne and setting Michael Witt away for that try to give Ruben Wickie one last run. It was just so awesome to see, and that 2010 season was devastating, and of course putting Billy Slater on his backside a good few times as well. I wish you and your family all the best, bro. Thanks for everything you've given. You're honestly a legend. And I just want to ask you one question. Who was the hardest winger or your most favourite winger in the NRL to come up against?
Yeah, they're all different in their own ways, and plus they're all hard. But they obviously like coming up against Big Aquila Wati. He's a good friend of mine, but we always have good battles on the field, so he's one of my favourite guys to come up against.
Lovely call, James. Lovely to have you on the program. Hi, Alan.
Yeah, good afternoon, Manu. I'll just keep it very brief. You've given my wife and I a huge amount of pleasure over all the years that we've been Warriors fans and Mount Smart locals. You've scored tries, in my opinion, that no other winger has been able to score in the competition. But you're a fine gentleman. My wife has a photo with you that was taken at one of your end-of-year socials, and aside from her children and grandchildren, it's the favourite photo she has. I wish you well, Manu. And
thank you very much.
No, you're welcome, mate. And I wish you well, and I hope that you have a really good time over there. Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
No worries, thank you.
Hey, Manu, just while we've got you there, what do you think you're going to miss most about the club?
Just everyone. It's a massive family, and with the guys that we have now, with the staff we have now, with the office ladies and men that we have at the club, and the past. So, I've met a lot of people through there, and I've met a lot of friends, and friends that I'll never forget. So, that's the only thing that I'll definitely miss about the club, and just running out on the field, and just seeing our fans out there supporting us. When it's raining and when it's nice and sunny. So no matter what the weather is, they always come to support us, and that's what I'll miss about it.
Telephone number's 0800 80 1080. One of the greats of New Zealand Rugby League, certainly one of the great Warriors, Manu Vatuvei, played his last game last night for the Warriors before he heads off to Salford on a two-year deal. If you've got a message or you want to talk to Manu, the telephone number 0800 80 1080. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Manu.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, man. Hey, I've got a question for you, mate. But before I do, sorry we didn't get there last night. Me and my boy always come down to the home games, but he was crooked. So, I was planning on saying goodbye. Sorry there, mate. But
no worries, brother.
Yeah. Hey, now that you're officially off contract and you're heading overseas, I'm one of the members, mate, and I'm absolutely pissed off at the way this season's gone. And I'm just wondering if you can give us an honest opinion now that in your own words, in your mind, what's wrong with the club at the moment? If you talk about the forwards, Sean gets a lot of the blame. I mean, where do we need to get this club, to the top, mate?
Yeah, no, but we just have lapses in our game, and I reckon that, the boys are going really well. And there are some times where it is tough, and there are guys that, fall off a little bit, but then they always come back. But whenever we try and come back, it's too late sometimes. So we just got to keep, just keep that mental toughness and things just to keep going. Like the likes of Simon Mannering and all that, he puts his body on the line throughout the whole 80, makes ridiculous amount of tackles and all that, but he still keeps going. So I reckon, the boys, I trust them, and they're working hard. I understand all the frustration that you have, but I just know that, the boys are trying their best, and they just got to keep their head in the game every time and throughout the whole 80. That's what I reckon.
Manu, who is, you talked about the winger you liked coming up against the most, but who's the best player that you've ever played with or against?
With? Stacey Jones.
Stacey Jones. And what about against?
Against, Andrew Johns. He's one guy that, I used to watch hard out. He's on my Queensland support, and whenever he plays new stuff in there, he's always fired up and all that, and playing for Newcastle and stuff. And I was lucky enough to play against him. And, it was just... And to play alongside Lockie in the All-Stars, so that was a blessing for myself. I never, ever thought that I'll play alongside that guy.
Manu Vadivo, my guest, taking your calls on 0800 80 10 80. Mark Watson sitting in for Tony Veitch. This is Veitch on Sport. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Manu.
Hello.
I came to the game when you got injured within the first few minutes in Wellington.
Oh, yeah.
Going back a while. You were the most important person I came to see.
Sorry.
you had given us a lot of pleasure. Love to see those children of yours when you have them out on the field with you. And the Warriors will never be the same without you. Could have done with you last night there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. There was nobody there to stop him.
I would have loved to be out there, but just with me signing with another club, it's hard because don't want to put any risk out there and go over just in case I get injured or something. So
yeah, that's right.
Cool. Yeah, it's pretty
How
hard.
They get rid of these coaches and get us some new ones. But it's really lovely, and I hope your future will be brilliant overseas. I'm sure your family will enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
Pat, you're starting to cause some controversy. Manu, look, one thing that goes with the Warriors, and I guess with yourself, and look, I'll put my hand up and say, I've done it at times, but you have cop criticism, the club's cop criticism at times. How did you deal with that? I mean, you're a young man, humble beginnings. How do you handle the criticism as a player?
Yeah, it was really hard for myself because usually I just go into my shell and just break whenever those when that time happened. But I was just lucky enough that I had the likes of Ruben and Stace and all that they had my back, and they told me, just keep my head up, and it's just one game, just got to concentrate on the next now. That's in the past, and that's what I did. So I just kept training hard, and I had a week off, and then I came back the following week, and I think people doubted me. And every time after training, the boys pulling me outside of the house and just threw some bombs at me, and I just had to try and catch them all the time. So just to get my confidence back up. So, yeah.
Alan, good afternoon.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Thanks, brother.
You there, Manu?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, cool. I've been going to the games from early days when it started and had a photo or two with you, and... a couple of things. One, the first one's an apology for all the times I used to swear at you when you dropped the ball about 5 or 6 or 7 years ago from the Western Stand. I hope you didn't hear me.
Now, Alan, I've given him your telephone number, though.
yeah, and the next one's a question about Ken Malo, whether you've done any sort of one-on-one training to him to help him along to fill your footsteps.
Well, always have catch us with all our outside backs. Me and Roger always grab the boys aside and then just go through the game and just making sure that they're all good. I reckon Ken is still young. He's still developing. I was exactly the same, and I know that when the years come and when each year will come, he'll just get stronger and stronger. And I know how I felt when I was young too. So he's doing especially well when I first started. So I'm just proud of how he is at the moment.
Thanks, Alan. Manu Vatave, my guest, taking your calls. He says goodbye to the Warriors. He heads off in a new journey in his life. He's heading off to Salford to play in the Super League in the UK. You've got a message for Manu. The lines are open. 0800 80 10 80. Hi, Jim.
Oh, hi, fellas. Thanks for having me on, Manu. I'm grateful I have the opportunity just to say to you, from an ex-player from the 1980s and the 1990s, I've also played over in the UK. Mate, I wanted to just say I know that you copped a lot in your career, and I just think that you showed your class on the field as a player. You showed your class off the field towards the public and the kids. And, mate, you also showed your class and how you dealt with, you know, carrying that weight on your shoulders. Mate, I believe that when you get up to the UK, they are going to love you, mate. You're going to be a superstar. And the people up there, they just love their rugby league. And I know Salford. I played against them. I know the town. There's a few other Kiwi boys, as you know, that would have played there. And, mate, I think you are actually, you've had a fantastic career. But I think you're going on to what's going to be the best in your career yet. And one final thing I wanted to say was that as far as New Zealand football is concerned, anyone of Tongan origin, I place the number one in rugby was Jonah Lomu, and the number one in rugby league is Manu Vatuvei.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, brother.
Manu, we've got a couple more callers. Let's go to Paul in the South Waikato. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, g'day. Thanks, Watto, and Manu, for the opportunity to talk to you. Manu, thanks for your everything you did on the field, mate, and off the field. I just wanted to give you a big thanks for one thing that you did for my family that was pretty amazing. We lost our nephew in Afghanistan, Tama, and just the joy that you brought to those kids, Tama's kids, was just spectacular, mate. And yeah, just bloody brilliant, eh? Really appreciate it. And you know, you put a smile on those kids' faces that it's pretty hard to put there. So good on you, and good luck for the future, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, Paul. How is the family?
Yeah, ups and downs. It's never an easy thing. Made easier by people like Manu, that soften the blow, you know. But he was a loss. He was a good man.
Yeah. Manu, are you aware of just the influence that you do have as a professional rugby league player? The fact that you might not think it, but you do have the ability to make somebody's day, to bring a sense of nationalism to a country, and certainly the example Paul gave there, the impact that you can have on families.
Yeah. Honestly, I was just speechless at the moment, like just thinking about things like that, and you know how much impact I have, and you know, like I said before, like you know, I just love the game and like to do what I do, and just doing it for the fans and you know for my family, because you know they're the ones that support me every week and do everything for me. So, and I got to, there's any way I could give back to them, and you know I'm just proud that. You know, that I do have an impact like that, and, you know, no matter what, they always have my support, no matter where I am, so, yeah.